The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? All four of us back in the First Midwest Bank studio. And a special shout out, as you already heard, to Blue Chew. Who is Blue the Chew. Smartest people out there, because what Blue they Chew. Did was they grabbed something that they knew they can get and that it was available.
I'll let you grab something.
Stiff competition, I want to say.
Very good.
Stiff competition.
Waddle. Very good.
But they were able to.
The Blue Chew decided to go balls deep.
They did. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And they're really hard to come by.
It's awesome. And thank you to our partners at Blue Chew for claiming this. Yes. Because, look, we've been talking about this. Advertise here. Get your name out here.
That's right.
This is the hottest new podcast
out
there.
Hottest new podcast in the
industry. Hey, guys, you got a problem? We've got somebody that can take care of your
problem.
Go
to Blue Chew. Right. Now, there's no shame, right, guys? Everybody knows that.
It's never a problem. It's an issue.
I love this. You know you can't bang like your stallion 20-year-old self anymore.
Yeah.
We all wish we could bang like our stallion 20-year-old self.
Were we ever 25-year-old stallions?
Well, wait a minute.
I was a thoroughbred.
At 20?
Early in my career, I was called lickety-split.
Yeah. That's right. The minute.
I'm like 25.
I was a UMass Minuteman. Yeah. I mean, come on now. What are we talking about here?
That's my point.
If I was on Yellowstone, I wouldn't have heard the bell.
Blue Chew enhances your performance and gives you that confidence you need to make sure that your partner gets to that big O. Here's a special offer for all of our fans. Try Blue Chew for free. That's free, F-R-E-E-E. I added an E in there, guys, because it's so special. When you use the promo code UNHINGED at checkout, just pay $5 shipping. How about that? BlueChew.com, promo code UNHINGED to receive your first month free.
The extra is for erection.
That's right.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Waddle.
You're welcome.
I had a friend that's been kind of out of practice
a little bit.
Out of practice.
Getting back into the mix. Yeah. You know, he had been married. Now he's not married anymore.
Get him some Blue Chew.
He goes, hey, good kid. Can you help me out? He goes, I think I got something. I got a prospect tonight. And I said, sure. We met up. I gave him a couple.
Gave him a hand job. Wait, sorry.
No. The good kid is here.
Hey, let's get you warmed up and ready to play.
I love it. No, it would have been a blowjob, but no.
Oh, my God.
I ended up giving him a couple of that. I gave him a couple of Blue Chews, and then I got a report a couple days later. He goes, we're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
How do I get him?
Is that right?
At that time, because we didn't have this sponsorship, I said, put promo code Yurko. J-U-R-K-O. And they ask you what that is. That's the guy from ESPN that put Blue Chew on the map.
His Blue Chew reads were some of the best reads of all time.
Legendary.
Regardless.
Up for Emmy Awards.
Yeah. Yeah. We had holiday parody songs about them.
Yurko put them on the map here, but use the code UNHINGED. And again, Blue Chew is going to give you a free month if you do that at BlueChew.com. You'll be able to hang wet towels from it, guys.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Dry towels, too.
It's more impressive if it's a wet towel. Think about it.
Keep it up there. Boy, I tell you what.
Dry towels, too. Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget the dry towels.
Why do I want wet towels on my junk?
Well, who knows? I mean, that's how you got to dry it out. You got to hang the towel.
I mean, if you come out of the pool 3-4 times, you got a wet towel.
Yeah.
Where you can have your wet towel hanging off your junk.
How about I get a wet towel and a dry towel?
Do both.
Hang them both.
How about I put the dry towel over my shoulders and just keep the wet towel down there on my dong?
There you go. what a sight that is.
How did the nudist colony come up yesterday, Waddle, when we were talking about even though all you know is being nude, when you're grown and you have to be around your parents then, and then your kids.
Yeah, I contend that families don't go to nudist colonies together. Right, you just go as couples. And it came to be a conversation. I believe when Blecker Abdallah mentioned that Cap and the family were at Costa Rica, and they somebody said at a nudist colony, and the first thing I was like, I don't think you go to a nudist colony with your wife, your four kids, and their girlfriends and spouses.
I don't think so. That's pretty awkward.
I think you do that as a couple. Like, I don't want like, the thought of my mom or my dad naked makes me want to puke.
Listen, the thought of me naked
There's not enough blue chew in the world to get me going if I'm thinking about that.
No, I'll be honest. I'm naked is better viewed in the dark, okay? That's how I should be viewed without my clothes
on.
But
we had this conversation. Wasn't it
somewhat portly?
It was a weird conversation about... Parents. Like nudist colonies.
Well,
it's not families.
Families?
It's
Why
not
would
family.
It be? That's,
no, I
that's
know.
Awkward.
Well, isn't that where they live? Are they only vacation destinations?
Yeah, but listen.
Isn't a nudist colony where people live?
Yes, they do. And if you go off of Route 10 and 65, you go to Sun City or Paradise something or another.
I've seen that.
The Paradise Beach Club or the Paradise
Sun
Club.
No,
Florida.
Indiana.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm like Paradise City. I'm like,
dude, I said Route 10 and I-65. What are you talking about, Florida?
You see, there's a sign.
Right. It's like the beach, sun, city, something like that.
Take me down to Paradise City.
Oh, it is.
They enjoy not wearing.
There you go, Waddle.
They enjoy not wearing clothes. Also, when they've got a function outside, they put their clothes on to go outside and go to the gas station, to go to the store.
Of course. You get a
little breakfast joint. You got to put your clothes on. But in their little encampment.
Yeah, but I don't think that's for families.
That was the conversation.
It's not for family.
Well, don't nudists who live in a nudist colony have kids?
They probably don't have kids.
Okay.
That's what we were debating.
I think you join the nudist colony after your kids have moved out or if you don't have kids.
That's what we were discussing yesterday.
Listen, they were putting fucking clothes on, and as cavemen, we were putting clothes on. You're not going to live with your family as a nudist.
They should lock you up.
Yeah, I don't want to say
that. That's what we were saying.
Come on. This is,
it's a weird conversation. It was a really weird conversation.
Put your junk away, guys.
Lock you up.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, but it is.
You know, Kid Rock went there and performed. Did you guys know that?
What was that? Colony?
Kid Rock.
Was he naked?
Oh, did he?
Was he naked? No, he went in. It's an option.
I will tell you guys this. I was in Miami last weekend. And I've never seen more Speedos at the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Very European. Like,
can't pull that off.
It's very European. No. I could never. I'm with you, Carmen. We were in the Dominican this past week, and there was one guy every day, proud as a fucking peacock, to be the first guy in the chair at the pool. Yeah. He was probably 70 years old.
Wow.
And just had a black banana hammock on.
You could see it in there?
Not really. I think it was modest. It was a very modest product.
Right. I mean, you got to be more than modest if you're going to wear a Speedo.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I think some people are just comfortable enough and don't really care, and they want.
I think it's
the
very European. Isn't it?
It is pretty European. Yeah.
Boy, he was sitting on the steps to go down to the beach with his, just like legs spread. I mean, it was like
he was no Greg Norman.
But he was proud as hell that he was just wearing a Speedo.
Greg Norman can't wear a Speedo because it doesn't fit.
Right. He can't find one of them.
God bless. If you got that problem, more power to you. You get the tip sticking out of the bottom. Can you imagine?
Hey, but we should all say a prayer right now and thank God that Waddle's back.
Yes.
That Waddle did not drown in the ocean.
We
nearly lost Waddle, Yerk. Did you hear about this?
No, what happened? Yeah. Riptide?
I went snorkeling for the first time. I was cajoled into getting into the water to snorkel.
Now, you had a life vest on.
No life vest,
but I
had a noodle.
You're crazy.
Had a noodle.
That's insane.
I know. But it was advertised as... You're just going in. It's going to be very mild, and it's going to be just, it's very soft or whatever. Mm. Well, I jumped in, and within 2 minutes, we were 150 yards from the boat because we caught a riptide. And then 3 minutes later, the boat was barely visible.
Wow.
Like, that's scary. And I'm having a panic attack, and a guy I'm with, Jeff, who I just met like 4 days earlier, is like, look, don't panic.
Yeah.
I said, easy for you to say. Right,
exactly.
He goes,
you're not caught in the fray.
He was, too. He was right next to me. We were both caught in this riptide. And he's like, don't look at the boat. Look at the shore. Because if you look at the boat and it's drifting away, you're going to freak out even more. So look at the shore. So we really didn't even try to swim in any direction. I know you're supposed to swim laterally. Yes, and we just kept waving. And finally, after like 25 minutes, the boat picked up anchor and came and got us.
Wow.
It was the most terrifying thing I've been through in the last 15, 20 years.
Well, without
it's
a life vest on,
how far
especially.
Did it move you, do you believe? couple hundred yards.
Easy. 300 yards?
Yeah.
In a matter of 5 minutes, yeah. Max.
Maybe even more.
Yeah. I mean, it was
there a captain on the boat? Or what was it? Just a bunch of drunk people?
No, there was a captain. There was nine people that were manning the boat.
No life preserver.
No,
you're nuts. You're crazy.
I know.
Okay,
it's
all right though. Even with the noodles, the noodle
helped. If I didn't have a noodle, I'd be dead.
Right, the noodle
I'd drown.
So there's still some sort of flotation device.
The noodle helps a lot.
The noodle's not fantastic, but you fire the noodle through the legs.
What
did you do? Were you leaning on it?
I had it around my back.
Like this.
That's smart.
And then you would just,
because the fatigue gets you if you're fighting a riptide. The fatigue is what gets you. Then you get tired. You use your oxygen. Yeah. Then if you do go under, you can't, you're short of breath to begin with.
We were probably about 300 yards from the boat, another 200 yards from the shore. So if we were going to swim in one direction or the other, we were going to go to the shore. But I don't know how successful that would have been either. So
it's a good thing. Be careful. Put life vests on, people.
Right. But listen, the elementary backstroke is the one that you want to employ. It's the elementary backstroke.
Yeah. I had the
one
the
where you don't waste a lot of energy.
Sylvie's got it.
How did they used to term it? They used to do a monkey. How was it?
I don't remember, but the motion you're doing.
Monkey shoulder.
Well, you were there. Something you were airplane. In swim class. I wasn't
monkey
in the
soldier
same.
Airplane, I think is the way they used to term it.
Maybe.
I don't know. But
you've got the motion down.
Right, because you know what? With my kids, when they were, and they've become very good swimmers, is they teach them not to tread in this situation because that uses too much energy.
Too much energy.
And they want them to get on, lay back on their back.
That's basically what I did. I laid back on the noodle, and they finally came and got us. It was. And then they struggled to get the other six people on the boat because they were further out. They were fine, though. They weren't panicking.
Wow.
But I was a fucking
hot man.
These were in non-crocodilian waters.
This was in the ocean. If there was a shark there, I'd have been fucked.
You were gone.
Wow.
But it was cool. Once we got to an area where there was no riptide at all, and the pool was see-through water, and you could stand in it. At that point, it was like 4 feet tall. It was unbelievable.
Pretty great.
But almost died.
It was like basically baseball, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Waddle's thing is what baseball went through.
Yeah.
A fucking riptide.
Riptide.
Hey, they're
an unnecessary riptide.
Right, of course.
Yeah, you're right. It's
so the lesser players got more money, which is wonderful.
But Johnny, you know
how they fucked that up.
Right.
In the end, they get rid of the accomplished veterans that are making $8 or $10 million to save money.
Right.
They say, yes, we'll raise the base salary from $500 to $700.
But they've been trying to do that no matter what anyway. They make a conscious effort to get rid of that guy, middle relief guy.
Yeah.
If he's just a middle relief guy, I could pitch a young kid in middle relief and not give a rat's ass.
There are a few good things, I think, for the players. I mean, it does add to that pre-arb pool, which is good. You get the raise in the salary. The increase to the tax threshold is good. The problem is in baseball, you only have a few teams that are going to spend that much anyway.
Well, it still doesn't
address the underlying issue of the small markets.
Would they be better off
pocketing all the fucking money they have?
A football kind of.
But they will never. They'll never agree on the cap.
They don't want it.
They'll never agree on the cap to begin.
In their minds, they don't want it because
the players don't want it.
I know who doesn't want it. Scott Boras doesn't want it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, he doesn't want it for his clients. He's got nothing but elite clients.
Right.
That's why he doesn't want it. What's the top number for the luxury tax now?
It's going to go to 220 this 220, year, right?
Yeah, I think.
Isn't it?
So. And what was it before?
Wasn't it 212?
It went up the most ever, 23% from last year.
It's amazing revenues go up 80% and television contracts go up 80% that they're complaining about only raising the luxury tax 10%, you know? Everything's gone up 80%, but you just want to give it 10%.
It was a 10% increase from last year, guys. It's going to be $230 million.
There you go.
It was 210 last year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go. 230 million.
How many teams are actually even going to get $23 million? Two, three?
No, there's two that went over last year, and the damages are so punitive that teams want to get under to start the clock all over again.
Yeah.
But my point is, then you look at the Pirates and other teams, and they're spending, $50 million?
$25 million?
Take a look at what Miami spent last year.
Criminal.
Absolutely.
That's why Derek Jeter's not with them anymore.
So you're asking, would it be better to have a floor? Yeah, what's your floor? If 230 is your max, then your floor's got to be like 190. You operate in a 20% range.
But if you're a player, if you're a true rank and file player,
well, that's
right,
the problem. That's the problem.
You're right. No, I'm with you.
I don't mind a cap, but that cap's well, the cap can't be as high. Why not? Why can't the cap be that high?
You've got baseball teams barely spending $50 million.
Right.
Can you imagine telling them
how much money they're making, though? Don't pretend like they're not making money.
You don't have to tell me.
Hand over fist.
Agreed.
It's crazy. I never thought that the owners were negotiating in good faith at any point.
No.
They never do, though. They never negotiate in good faith. They never
Well, this
have,
one
they never
felt
will.
Like they could have just, they could have signed it at any point because they'd gotten
done
pretty
this,
much.
They could have done this 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. The only thing that's been proven over the course of time is that Rob Manfred is a weasel-esque character.
Yeah.
That's well, he's the one just a bad messenger, proven. Right? Because all he's doing is a meat shield.
Weasel-esque. That's what I'm telling you. He certainly seems like his actions present him to be a weasel type of an individual.
Did you see the statement that he says he has to get a better relationship with the players now?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, where have you been?
Too late.
Like, you've been in office for 5 years.
Yeah. Good luck. They look at you with nothing but skepticism.
They can't stand him.
Anything that comes out of your mouth, they just anticipate is a lie.
Yeah. They honestly could have done this 6 weeks ago.
How much of a division is there in the Players Association between, like, the Scherzers that are making to, you know, whatever it is.
$40 million.
Because they're the ones that are petitioning against an NFL-type salary cap, right? Where an NFL-type salary cap would bring the floor up. It may put a little bit tighter cap on the very top. But most teams aren't spending $200 million anyway, right? So what it would do is it may shave a little bit off the top of the top earners, but I would think it would pull the average earner
How many teams on average, like, and I don't have this off the top of my head. I'd have to research this, or Jesse might know, or Passon might know. How many teams on average since they started this do you think per year on average hit the luxury tax? Three?
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Dodgers, I mean, like, Cubs,
Red Sox a little
Red
bit,
Sox,
Yankees maybe.
Yankees.
But I mean, honestly, like, how many teams do you think, I mean, like, what, you know, there's 30 fucking teams.
Right.
You're talking about five of them, maybe?
Well, will Jerry go into the luxury tax? You're right there on the doorstep. Like, I really believe that they don't go all the way like they should.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right about that.
Like, yeah. Like, I think you're 100% they think, right. Hey, we'll see. We got a good enough team. You know what? Hey, why not go overboard?
Well, they got some cost-controlled guys too.
They do, big time. They do.
This is certainly tiny, and I'm trying to read it, but it's the only thing that I could
what?
No tiny. The writing is tiny. Cleveland, $29 million. $29 million
they spent on salary? Come on, that can't be true.
Let me see it.
My eyes are not much better than yours.
They could not have spent $29 million last year.
The top team spent $235 million.
25-man payroll. He's right.
25-man payroll.
The Mets paid spent $235 million. The Dodgers spent $214 million. The Yankees spent $211 million. Padres spent $184 million, and the White Sox were fifth at $169 million.
Sounds right.
At the bottom, how about this? The bottom five were Cleveland spent $29 million.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. Baltimore spent $23 million.
They're totally. That's not shocking though, because they've got
Pittsburgh spent 21.
One NBA player makes Pittsburgh, more than their entire salary.
Pittsburgh spent $21 million. On 25 player roster,
$21 million.
It's not the 40 man.
It's a joke.
25 player roster.
It's a joke.
DeMar DeRozan's making what? $30 million this year.
How about this?
DeMar DeRozan makes more than the entire Cleveland Guardian organization.
The 2022 payroll for these teams, Cleveland's $29 million, Baltimore's $29 million. That's this upcoming year.
This year.
Pittsburgh's $34 million, Miami's $55 million, and Arizona's $66 million.
That's unbelievable.
Is this before all the free agent signings are done?
Obviously, that happened already
today?
If nothing's happened, then they can't.
It's unbelievable that you've got teams spending less than $30 million at baseball teams. They got some nerve. They really do.
And that's why, good for Max Scherzer, but I don't think Max Scherzer's got everybody. He's got the majority of players' interest in mind.
Of course not. I don't think the superstars ever really do.
Well, again, but they went and addressed the situation. And the increase they got for the rank and file was a percentage. A percentage increase is huge.
Yeah.
Now, actual dollars, it doesn't blow you out of the water, but it's still a big increase.
Yeah, I know it is.
40%.
It's the easiest give back in the fucking world for the owners.
That is not hard for the owners to do.
Not hard at all.
That is not hard.
As they're raking in another $150 million from it.
How many guys, $5 million a team?
How many guys?
If it costs them $5 million, it'd be a miracle.
How many guys on the team on the 25-man roster are actually making league minimum? Just give me a number.
I'd say out of a 40-man roster, 25.
On the 25-man?
25-man roster, I'd say four players.
Okay, so four players are making the league minimum.
Yeah.
You raised their salaries $200,000.
That's $1 million
That's less than $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Less than $1 million.
Right.
That
for 30
they're getting
teams.
Their players.
It's yeah. nothing.
Yeah. That's my point is that when they look at it and go, hey, we went from 500 to 700, yeah. the owners are like, all day long.
Right. Yeah. They're laughing. They'll yeah. let you take the bottom up. They'll cry about it. They'll bitch yeah. and moan about it. Okay, we'll do it. You know, like they've done something special.
Yeah.
By the way, on the other front, on the Bears front.
Yes.
I don't know if you, I didn't hear much of the show today. Did you guys talk about the conspiracy theory Northy threw it out? Yesterday, Tauscher threw it out there.
What's that?
In Green Bay.
That
the Bears traded Khalil Mack because Rodgers was coming back and they've surrendered.
Oh.
They've said to themselves, oh, now that Rodgers is back, now we have to trade Khalil Mack.
I think you've heard polls.
It's ridiculous.
And Eberflus. Yeah, it is ridiculous. Yeah. I think you've heard them say what they think their impact players are.
I think polls, yeah.
And like it stops at three or four, and then yeah. it's over.
I think they looked and at the. I thought polls looked at the roster and like gave you a message loud and clear.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Rodgers, we're not fucking doing it.
No, I agree.
We have to restock the shelves. Yeah. We have to get younger. We have to surround Justin Fields.
I do believe for Quinn, you can get that 19th pick from the Philadelphia Eagles. Three first-round picks, 15, 16, and 19. I think if you target them and you put a package together where you let them know, hey, this guy had 19 sacks. This is what happened the year before. He was injured. He tried to play through it. We asked
Johnny, I'd drive him to the airport to go to Philly.
I'm telling you.
The 19th pick.
But if it doesn't work if they only have one pick and it's the 19th pick. It works because they've got three picks, and they've got 15 and 16.
I think 14, 16, 19.
Yeah.
Isn't that
Don't
it?
You use that anyway. Currency for a young quarterback, not you for a 30-year-old
Deshaun Watson or something like that.
Deshaun Watson?
If you use those picks. You think that's not a bigger gamble than waiting on or getting a Robert Quinn that could rush the quarterback? You were a playoff team last year.
No, come on.
As long as you've got Deshaun Watson.
I'm selling it. You can knock it down
Johnny,
all you want.
You're
I'm
not
going
to get any resistance from any of us. Yeah. If the Bears could get number 19 in the draft for Quinn, we'll walk him to the airport.
Hey, 19 sacks don't grow. 19 sacks.
Put him on our shoulders, right?
19 sacks do not grow on trees.
I get it.
Guys, they can give you 19 sacks, don't grow on trees.
Same guy got how many the year before?
Right.
I told you.
And he's 32?
You're talking to him.
What is he, 32?
You let him know exactly what happened.
They know that, Johnny. They weren't playing on Mars. They play on Earth.
Well, you said that, though. You brought it up as a point. I'm telling you why. But you said they know it. If they know what happened the year before, then they're not questioning the 19.
I think what they think Seems is like probably reach, it'll be somewhere in the middle.
I would agree. I think we all definitely agree. And I think every Bears fan would you do that. Absolutely.
In terms of sacks?
No, I'm talking about what's the middle in terms of
I think if you can get a second
choice.
Round pick, you move him today.
I think so, too.
I'm all for number 19
for the same package. Yeah,
like now all of a sudden you're in a much better place if you're starting over like Ryan Poles is in terms of your draft capital.
When you did it with Mack, you signaled that you're in transition. You signaled that you got to empty the mind of the quarterback and rebuild. You got to retool the quarterback.
Well, and you know what this does also. I didn't realize this yesterday that I think that. The deal frees up like $120 million for next year.
Yeah. Right. But remember, they're going to sign it.
With contracts that are expiring, too.
Right.
Right. And remember, they're going to sign guys to multi-year deals this year that will take away. Like I saw Aaron Lemming calculated it. Probably they'll have like $70 million in cap
space.
Still,
it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, he was projecting for next year?
You're going to sign Roquan. You're going to sign some guys this year who are going to be multi-year players who are going to take away from next year's salary cap.
Okay.
And everything like that. But, hey, if he can draft.
I know. That's what I said to Yerk. Now it's just a matter of doing something with this.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, like.
You should be able to get a really, really good player in the second round.
Yeah, you should get two.
You've got 39 and 49.
Like, get two good players here. Be better than your predecessors at doing this.
Instead of fucking Adam Shaheen.
Right. In 5 years from now,
I'm not fucking Adam Shaheen either.
He's already fucked us.
Yes. Even with a blue
5 years from now, we won't be saying, oh, look at what they did. They got nothing for Khalil Mack. Make it worth your while.
The guy that was piping you was the general manager that just left.
It's true. I know.
Ryan Pace.
Thank goodness he had good hair.
The whole city of Chicago.
That's what I was just going to say, Johnny, because it's good to see the direction they're going. The frustration level is just maddening because had they done this the year before when they should have, they wouldn't have fucked everything up as they're kicking the can down the road, thinking they're a legit contender. And they did everything with that in mind.
So when you were gone, Watt, I don't know if you two heard this. I gave all the quarterbacks that Ryan Pace loved. I don't know if you remember. So first of all, Ryan Pace can't get rid of Cutler in the beginning. The McCaskies won't let him. Right. So now you're already starting 2 years behind. You're not even starting the process like at least Poles is doing with Mack. You had Cutler here for 2 years under Ryan Pace. Yeah. Ryan Pace in those 2 years didn't draft a quarterback. And he always said, I regretted that because I wanted Carson Wentz. And I did not trade up for Carson Wentz. So A, he wanted Carson Wentz. That's quarterback number one. The year after not going up for Carson Wentz, he really, really tried to trade up for, do you remember who?
Mariota, right?
Marcus Mariota. Yeah. So now you've got a team of Carson Wentz and Marcus Mariota. And then the guy that you do finally get, you trade up from 3 to 2, is Mitch Trubisky while signing Mike Glennon. So now you've got Wentz, Mariota, Trubisky, and Glennon. Those are your fucking quarterbacks that Ryan Pace thought were so fucking great to trade up for. Wanted to trade up for Wentz, wanted to trade up for Mariota, traded up for Trubisky and gave $18 million to Mike Glennon. That guy's a smart general manager?
Well, as Johnny said, there's the guy that fucked us all.
That's why they're in this position now that they have to trade Khalil Mack. You know, but it makes sense that you're like pivoting away from that now.
And then Andy Dalton on top of all
Oh, please.
I can see
two offensive linemen drafted in the first two picks.
Yeah,
I can see that because they realize how important it is.
Maybe.
Along with a veteran left tackle in free agency. So if you're going to splurge, you splurge out with the veteran, whoever it is. You bring him in as a left tackle. You get the center, maybe the kid from Tennessee, Chattanooga, that you like, Carm.
I don't like him. I'm just saying.
Doesn't matter. I like
the guard. Are you talking about the guard?
No. He's a center. Guard or a center. Yeah. Both played center at Chattanooga.
And then you get yourself a guard in the third round. No.
Yeah. Tennessee let go of one of their offensive linemen.
Roger Saffold.
We're talking about draft.
Tennessee Chattanooga in the draft.
I thought you were talking about Saffold.
6'5", 6'5", 3'10", this kid is.
I heard you guys talking also about Ryan Jensen. With Ali Marpet retiring,
That's true.
They may focus on keeping Jensen. Jensen's older, too.
I don't know that he's a second
32,
wave guy.
30 32.
No, he's going to get over $10 million.
Yeah.
Somebody had asked, like, is that the kind of second wave guy that Paul's talked about liking? Today. But I don't think so.
I don't think so.
He won't
either.
Make it to the second wave.
I'm just glad that this group looks like they've got a handle on evaluating this roster because the previous crew, and for obvious reasons, completely overvalued. Yes.
Yeah, they cut Tariq Cohen.
And how?
It's $3.8 million. $3.8 million. He wasn't worth that.
It's like AK and Eversley coming in looking at me like, yeah, this roster isn't, but we got to like,
Pace
you know.
Gave. Didn't change, they give him the money? Didn't Pace give Cohen the money after the injury?
No,
or was it right before?
It was before.
Right before.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right,
crazy.
So with Blue Chew presenting now, Crosstalk Unhinged, are we going to do the hard-on of the week?
The boner of the week?
Are we going to
do both?
I got fucked. Like, hey, I got fucked.
Yeah.
That'd be great for gambling.
Maybe the other way around. Yeah. Can I take that back? Waddle's looking at me. It's not you who's getting fucked. Well, you're doing the fucking.
Well,
what's wrong with you?
Never know.
Language.
But no, I know what you mean. Like a bad call went against your team, right, or a bad beat happened. You go, man, I got fucked. You know that. I think that's the context we have to.
I also think you know what
happened. How about one of each?
How about one of each? One of the boner of the week.
Yeah.
Mistake.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a mistake. Sure, yeah. It's a big sports mistake.
Yeah. Ryan Pace, the boner of the week.
Yeah.
Could have been that a lot of
weeks. Of the 5 year period. Yeah. That's what he was.
I like it. I will have
5 year boner.
We'll have to
that's what Blue Chew will do
for you. If you
Pete
boner,
Carroll, 5 year boner
for trading Russell Wilson and making him not love the Seahawks anymore.
What is it? If you got a 5 year boner, priapism.
No, it's called 5 year, Maradona.
5 year boner.
They say 3 hours. Yeah. It's called
priapism.
Is it priapism? Yeah, I think you might be right. Yeah, you call your doctor. What was Mac had a funny joke about that though? What did he say? He goes, they say call doctor. call you friends.
Yeah.
Call
your mistress.
Priapism. Is that what it is?
Priapism.
I don't know. I know Peyronie's disease when the thing
that's
bends
when
left.
Yeah,
that's
when you
drink too much water. You don't want that either.
That's when you drink too much water.
Really?
Peyronie. Water.
Funny. Peroni, that's Peroni. That's beer.
Peroni is
beer.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Sorry.
That's an Italian
bad
beer,
joke.
Isn't it, Peroni?
Bad joke.
Bad joke.
Hey, listen, you fire them out there, some land, some miss.
There you go. All right. You got to appreciate that.
All right, boys.
Have good a good stuff, weekend, man. Everybody. Yeah. Tell your friends. Yeah. You can get this podcast, of course, on the ESPN Chicago app. You can also get it wherever you get your podcast now. Text your friends. Say, you got to listen to Crosstalk Unhinged. They've got the hard-on of the week, and they're getting fucked.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?